So we're backstage, Joe's Bar, US 99.5, Drew and Chris Young. The last time we saw you was in Vegas for the ACMs. Yeah. You just walked in, and I met your opener tonight, Brinley Addison, who tells me that you're producing his album.
Yeah, I was actually going to make something about that because it's so loud, I'm sure, while we're doing this. But he's a great, great kid, and I say kid, we're about the same age.
Well, that's a thing. You're a star. You've had five number ones in a row. Is it exciting that you're now helping a guy do what you were doing just a couple years ago?
It really is. It's kind of weird because you think about, you know, all the people that helped me get from the beginning to becoming a better songwriter, to being able to record places. You know, guys that did me favors, came in and played on albums and stuff when I was making my independent record. You know, years before I was on RCA, and it's fun to be able to do this. It's another side of me. I love to produce. You know, I have a big hand in a lot of the records that I make, and obviously, you know, I love being a songwriter. So it's fun to work with somebody from scratch like that. And he's a really talented dude, man. I mean, it's pretty funny to be able to do a show and, you know, look back and think about the first time that I played Joe's. You know, I was like, hey, sweet, we got a couple hundred people. Thank God somebody showed up. And then, you know, now selling it out in 20
on a
minutes.
Wednesday night. It's not a weekend night. It's a sold-out Wednesday.
Yeah, I actually had a lot of people that were blowing us up going, can you not add another show? I'm like, we got to be somewhere else tomorrow. It's out of my control. But it's cool to look down there and see this many people and, you know, love coming to Chicago to play. So it all works out.
The latest CD is Neon, the new song. I can take it from there. Mm-hmm. What word best describes your life these days, this year?
Unreal. I mean, it's just so weird to sit there and think about. Sometimes I kind of forget about it. Like, I was off for Christmas, and I'm sitting at home, and I'm, you know, like, cleaning my house and going and running errands, going to Walgreens and stuff like that. And then, you know, you come back out here, and there's a huge room full of people waiting to see you play music. And you know, there's nothing like that. That's all I've ever dreamed of. And, you know, there's a lot of things we want to accomplish this year. Obviously selling more and more records and having more hits. But it's pretty just unreal, all of it.
Speaking about being at home in the holidays, what was the best Christmas gift you received?
You know what? My mom actually got me a brand new set of golf clubs. And we were talking earlier about I play Golden Tee a lot, which is virtual golf. I'm really terrible at real golf, so I think maybe that's part of my infatuation with the game. But I love to play, so
but
she got
new
me some
clubs. Are going to make you spectacular.
I'm
going to
be
year.
Not as bad as I was last time I played. Hopefully,
being at home for the holidays, what's the one thing that you maybe still love to do for yourself, even though you're a superstar, you're Chris Young, you could have someone do it for you?
You know, I guess this is kind of a year-round thing, but it kind of weirds everybody out. Like, I iron all my own clothes.
That's
like,
not weird.
Like, well, no, I tried to explain this to somebody one time. I'm like, you know, I don't take anything to the dry cleaners at all. Like,
did you
used to? I did it like once, and it was just odd because, you know, your stuff comes back and somebody else has had your stuff. I guess that's a weird tick more than anything, but no, before every show, I like to, like, I iron my clothes to get ready. Like, that's
so we
like
know
my
whatever
downtime.
You're wearing tonight.
I ironed, yes.
You're here tonight at Joe's Bar. You're on stage in front of a sold-out crowd, but you're also on TV as a cameo TV appearance on ABC's Nashville. Did you iron the clothes for that appearance as well?
You know, I'm wearing a jacket and a black T-shirt, so I didn't have to do much for that one. But it was cool. It was me and Brantley Gilbert, and we get to be on the show, and we were kind of laughing. I think the two of us were there for about 6.5 hours, and we're maybe on for 20 seconds of the show.
And how much of that 6.5 hours was, we just need you to wait another 30 minutes or so. We're going to set up the lighting.
Oh, there's always a lot of that. I think, you know, people don't realize how hard it is for those actors and stuff that are on shows like that to do it. Man, they're just sitting around doing the same scene over and over and over, and finally somebody goes cut, and you move on, you do the same thing again. And
you saw
know.
That?
Oh, yeah.
Takes of things?
Oh, yeah. Those guys are there, you know, all day long. And it's kind of like doing a music video, except they have to wake up and do that every day.
Who's the best person you saw perform on stage recently?
You know, probably the last person that I saw play, I think, was Blake somewhere. And you know, I'm a huge fan of Blake, so it was cool to watch him play. And I think he's you know, one of the coolest things I've seen recently, just as an artist looking at somebody else who's an artist. You know, Blake's been around a really long time, and you know, for him to finally start winning all these male vocalist awards is so well deserved. I mean, he's such a great singer.
Things we want to know about Chris Young. You have a rare Saturday night off. What are you doing? Where are you?
You know what? I'm probably on a Saturday night. I'm doing one of two things, and both are really, like, terrible, sad guy things. But I'm either, if there's a UFC fight on, I've got my buddies over at the house watching that. Okay. I invite everybody over to my house because I've got the biggest TV.
Okay.
and we just kind of sit there, goof off, watch UFC fight. Or if it's not one of those, I literally have spent an entire Saturday night with a couple of my buddies. One, Johnny Bulford, who's a writer, actually was on Woman Like You for Lee Bryce.
Okay.
And is on some stuff that's on my records. Either him or my buddy Corey, we're probably sitting at the house playing Call of Duty.
You do what you enjoy, right?
Yeah, man. You can't do that on a bus because you don't have a wireless connection. You're moving down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have a steady
one. Work, right.
No, yeah. So,
does it bother you when the UFC fighters just look like they are in a bear hug wrestling on the floor and nothing's happening?
The old lay and pray. There's a lot of people that, especially people that don't watch a lot, that'll get a fight like that and will get real frustrated because there's just not a lot of action. But for the most part, that balances out. It's just like any, you know, you go watch a boxing match, you know, and granted, the UFC and boxing are virtually nothing alike, but...
not at all.
Yeah, you watch a boxing, you know, some of them might be really boring and some of them might be really exciting.
You're in a bar with your buddies on the weekend. What's your karaoke song?
You know, this is going to sound really dumb, but the best one ever for guys, pay attention. If you're ever in a bar and have to do a karaoke song, Sweet Caroline.
Oh, you can't go
you
wrong.
Can, dude, you can be in a biker bar and they'll go, ba, 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 at the end of it. Never fails.
So you love that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
The last app you downloaded on your iPhone.
I can't believe I haven't actually downloaded this before. I downloaded an app that's just a keyboard. Because the other day I was trying to figure out what key something was in. I didn't have a guitar around. So I downloaded one of those, whipped it out, and immediately could figure out what key it was.
Well, you know we love you here in Chicago. Thank you for your time, Chris Young.
Absolutely.
At US 99.5.